Now, some rights groups have threatened to take legal action against the French government if it refuses to stop weapons sales to Saudi Arabia and the UAE within 2 months. Detroit Droit Solidarité and the legal NGO and ACER, which specializes in armament issues, said they would take the case to France's highest legal authority unless the government meets the deadline. They also accused Paris of violating national and international law by selling arms that are being used in the conflict in Yemen. France and some other Western countries have been blamed for fueling Riyadh's war on its southern neighbor through supplying the kingdom with weapons. The UN and rights groups say the Saudi-led coalition targets civilians in Yemen, which amounts to a war crime. Now, to discuss that further, we are joined by Catherine Shakdam, director of Shafaqna Institute for Middle Eastern Studies. Thank you very much, ma'am, for joining us. What is your take of this situation?
Well, I think quite clearly you have a backlash now that is taking place against, you know, the Western capitals' desire to fuel this war, you know, by Saudi Arabia against Yemen. And what they're doing is that they're trying, because, you know, they have tried everything else. They have tried to argue human rights violation. They have tried to argue war crimes. And since nothing else works, now what they're trying to do is legally challenge Western capitals here, Paris, to try to actually challenge, you know, their weapon sales, because we have to understand that this war against Yemen has been allowed because there's a desire to profiteer from war and for Western capitals to make a great deal of money on the back of Saudi Arabia's desire to annihilate Yemen. And I think, you know, it's important that now human rights organizations are actually taking matters in their own hands and realizing that they need to stop the bleeding, if you will, where it actually hurts the most, and for Western capitals, actually, their ability to make money. As it happens, the way they're making money today on the back of Yemen war crimes is completely illegal before international law, and even illegal, you know, within their own national legal framework. So, you know, might it be Canada, for example, which is being challenged also, or France, or even the UK and other Western capitals across, you know, across the Western world. More actions are being taken, because I think that that's the only way that this war will stop, or at least, you know, for the bleeding to stop to some degree. If no weapons are being sold to the Saudi, then in this case they cannot continue to fight Yemen and to, you know, to stop the bloodshed.
How far do you think they can take this legal action, and how successful can they be, considering that we're discussing some major government sales here?
Well, I think we're going to find out, you know, which one is actually stronger. Are we talking about the rule of law? Or are we talking about the Saudi lobby? So it's going to be a very tricky situation, because we have to realize that we're coming up against the monster. Saudi Arabia has very deep pocket. At the same time, I think that officials will be put in such a difficult position vis-a-vis the public, that they're going to try to, you know, rein in, if you will, against neocons, and to try to sit themselves on the right side of the law. Because I think that, you know, if you can defend your position politically, or even, you know, to try to pull some kind of a PR deal, and, you know, and weave a narrative that's going to fool the public, I don't think that you can do so in a court of law. And I think that the legal avenue is the safest one, because you can't change the law. You can't argue something that has been written down even in the Constitution. You can't argue that war crimes have been committed, that it's illegal for countries such as France to be selling such weapons to Saudi Arabia and still continue to argue, you know, democracy, human rights, or even their own legality. So I think that putting officials in such a difficult position will force them to address the issue of responsibility towards the war crimes that are being committed in Yemen, and actually allow for another way, away from the political, to actually, you know, shape in a way, and maybe dialogue will return.
Thank you very much. That was Catherine Shakdam, director of the Shafaqna Institute for Middle Eastern Studies, giving us her insights on the matter.